各位弟兄姐妹以及亲爱的朋友们，大家平安。
Peace to all our brothers and sisters, and to also to our friends.
很欢迎各位能够今天晚上再一次来接受主耶稣的邀请，来听他恩惠的福音。
Once again, I invite you to come to listen the invitations of to listen to the gospel of God.
今天要来跟大家分享耶稣基督对世人的邀请。
Tonight, I will share with you the invitations of Jesus.
主耶稣他来到世上，昨天晚上我们分享他来宣告天国的福音。
Yesterday evening, that we shared with us there about the gospel regarding the heavenly kingdom.
那主耶稣宣告完之后，他邀请我们每一个人都能够来分享他的恩典。
After proclaiming the gospel, he invited us that we can share this gospel with him.
那这个福音是恩惠的福音。
And this gospel is a mercy calling.
我们请来看一节圣经节。使徒行传二十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章，我们请看二十四节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 24.
使徒行传二十章二十四节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 24.
我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
Verse 24, but none of these things move me, nor do I count myself dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy, and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God.
那这段话是一个传道者呢，他在表明他从主耶稣基督领受了一个工作，一个职分，要尽力来宣扬他的福音，即使他丧失生命，他都在所不惜。
This passage verse is written by preachers that tells that regardless of how endangered his life is, he will continue forward to preach this good message.
他把能够向众人宣扬神恩惠的福音看得比他的生命更宝贵。
He's willing to preach or to spread around the good message of God more than his dear life.
那为什么这个传道者他愿意用他的生命来换取可以宣扬耶稣基督这个恩惠的福音呢？这个恩惠福音有多么宝贵呢？
Why does this minister is willing to give up his life in order to preach this gospel of the gospel of God, and why is it more important than his own life?
他会这样讲，是因为在他背后，他有一个非常深的感受。
Because behind these ministers, he has a great experience of God.
因为他曾经接受耶稣的邀请，让耶稣进入他的生命。从此他的生命改变了。
Because previously he was invited to enter into the life of Jesus Christ, and that in there he experienced it.
而且他也深深体会到耶稣基督所给予他的恩惠有多么广阔高深，没有办法形容了。
And this minister has experienced how great and how deep this love is towards him.
我们都知道耶稣基督，我们昨天晚上分享过，他是道成肉身来到人间宣扬天国福音的那位真神。
And we last night shared that Jesus Christ is a man, is God manifested in flesh that comes to earth 2,000 years ago and shared among us.
耶稣本身就是人间，在人间显现神的恩典的具体呈现。
Jesus Christ is a manifestation of God among men.
因为他的来到不但向我们宣告了天国的福音。
He comes not only to share this gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
他向我们介绍了天国跟地狱的存在。
He also introduced the existence of heaven and hell.
他也告诉我们哪些人是配得进天国的人。
And this God also introduced to us who is worthy to enter the kingdom of heaven.
同时他为我们指出了那一条能够进到天国那条路。
And Jesus also pointed us the correct way to enter the heavenly kingdom.
今天耶稣基督他再一次的邀请我们要来分享他的恩典，因为在这条路上有恩典，有真理。
Once again tonight, that Jesus Christ invited us to share this great grace that how to walk on this way.
因为耶稣来的时候，他带来了丰丰富富的恩典跟真理。
When Jesus comes, he brought with him great grace and the truth.
我们先来看一下一段经节，约翰福音第一章。
Let's look a passage from John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章，请看第十四节。
John chapter 1 verse 14.
约翰福音一章十四节。
John chapter 1 verse 14.
道成了肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And verse 14, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
我们请看第十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
Verse 16, and of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace.
17节。
17.
律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
Verse 17, and the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came from Jesus Christ.
这里提到耶稣基督，他是神道成肉身，为我们带来的丰富的恩典与真理。
Here it writes that Jesus Christ came in the form of man, that he brought with it truth and grace.
因为耶稣来了，他让我们知道什么叫做恩典。
And when Jesus comes, he defined for us what grace is.
他让我们明白，在旧约时代，那些律法里面所隐含的真正的真理。
And Jesus Christ revealed to us the truth of the Old Testament.
因为什么叫做恩典？
And what is called grace?
圣经里面有一句话说，如果是出于恩典的，就不在乎行为。
And in the Bible, there's a verse that says that if it comes from grace, then it will not be bound by our deeds.
因为如果是出于行为，就是有一个代价，有一个好值得去领受这个的一种付出，所以那就不叫恩典。
If it is a deed, that means that there is a price that you pay for doing that actions, then that is not a grace.
所以所谓的恩典就是我们都没有做什么，但是我们就白白的领受了。
Grace is defined as what we truly receive without paying a price.
就好像我们今天，如果我们有一个朋友邀请我们吃饭
，tonight, let's say for instance that you a friend invite you for a meal.
这个朋友邀请我吃饭是纯粹只是为了邀请我吃饭。
And a friend invite us for a meal is just because of this grace.
他一定不能够邀请我，我要跟他做什么事情，然后他请我吃饭，那顿饭就不是白白的了。
And if you are invited for meals in exchange for some other deeds, then that is not an invitation, a free invitation.
如果这个朋友看到我觉得很欢喜，他就想说，我今天就请你吃一顿饭，好好的享受一顿，你都不用为我做什么。
And your friends are so happy to see you that they invite you for a meal together, and they say you do not have to pay me anything for this meal.
这是恩典。
This is a grace.
不是出于行为，不是出于有什么样的付出。
This doesn't come up because of your good works in to repay his works or any great deeds.
耶稣基督他从天上来到人间。
Jesus Christ come from heaven to earth.
他告诉我们怎么进天国。
Jesus Christ taught us how to enter the heavenly kingdom.
他也愿意救我们进去。
And Jesus Christ is willing to bring us into it.
那当耶稣基督他要我们进去的时候，其实我们那时候我们人是一个什么样的状态呢？
And when Jesus is willing to accept us into the heavenly kingdom, what is our mentality?
其实那个时候的我们实际上是不值得被爱的。
We are really unworthy for Jesus Christ to love us at that moment.
为什么呢？
Why so?
因为其实我们人里面都充满很多的罪恶的。
We are filled of transgressions and sin.
我们的心里面充满了很多嫉妒仇恨。
In our heart, we feel a lot of unsatisfactions and a lot of hatreds.
人的本性就是看到一些什么事情，容易去挑毛病的。
And man is likes to pick on every small, minute things.
因为我们从小都在这个被挑毛病的环境里面长大了。
We are brought up by picking on other things.
因为被挑毛病，我们总觉得说被挑毛病才会进步。
And we often think that if we are being criticized, comments, or picked upon, then we can become better.
所以我们的看法一般很自然的就会看到什么样的缺点。
Naturally, we will see the fault of others.
那其实这样一个想法是从罪来的。
And all this, in fact, comes from sin.
因为从一开始人就离开了神的面。
At the very beginning, man already have left the face of God.
圣经说我们是活在罪恶过患当中的。
And the Bible describes us, human beings live among sins.
我们人本来就活在很容易顺服我们自己的心里的一种欲望，我们的情欲里面去生活着的。
Human beings naturally likes to live in a way of how we live as before.
我们看到不顺眼的，我们就很自然会生气。
And what doesn't please us, we become angry easily.
我们看到我觉得很感谢的，其实我们不见得会感谢。
What we see that is worthy of thanksgiving, we do not give thanks.
那在这种情况下，圣经特别说，其实神的恩典临到了我们。
But the Bible tells us that among those conditions, the grace of God befall us.
我们来请看以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第四节。
Verse 4.
以弗所书二章四节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4.
然而神既然有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过患中的时候，便叫我们跟基督一同活过来。
Verse 5. Verse 4. But God who is rich in mercy, because of his great love, with which he loved us, verse 5, even when we were dead in transgressors, make us alive together with Christ.
第六节说，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Verse 6. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
第七节说，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
Verse 7. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceedingly riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus.
第八节说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
Verse 8, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not by of yourself, it is the gift of God.
第九节说，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Verse 9, not of works, lest anyone should boast.
这里特别提到说，今天一个人如果能够愿意接受耶稣所宣讲这个天国的福音呢，是因为耶稣基督的恩典。
And this set of verses we just read describe that if we are willing to accept the gospel of God, then this is the grace of God to us.
是本着他的恩，因着我们愿意相信。
It is through his grace and through the faith that we have in Jesus.
所以没有人可以自夸。
No one shall boast.
因为其实每一个人，圣经说都在罪里面的。
And the Bible deem all human beings dwell in sin.
把我们的内心深处真的把它挖出来比较一下。
And let us dig our conscience out and examine.
我们说每个人的心都是黑的。
And we can describe that every man's heart is dark.
因为这是一个事实。
This is the truth.
表面上好像某些人的黑的比较深，有人黑的比较浅。
And you, physically, we can see that there are different degrees of darkness of the heart.
但是再往深一层再去追究进去。
And if we start to investigate the degree of darkness,
我们发现每个人都一样。
And then we will come to a conclusion that all human beings look alike.
都在罪恶过患里面。
And that we live in sin and transgressions.
那我们今天如果愿意来接受耶稣基督的邀请
，Today, if we are willing to accept the invitation of Jesus.
表面上说，好，耶稣今天他呼召我。
Physically, we can see that Jesus Christ is calling upon us.
他这个天国福音，我要进去，我要得到。
And a human being says that I'm willing to accept, I want to enter the heavenly kingdom.
表面上似乎是我做决定的。
It seems that we human beings make the decision.
因为我要来。
Because I'm willing to accept the invitation.
但其实耶稣基督这个邀请是出于神本身的恩典到我们。
But this invitation is God's grace that he bestowed upon us.
愿意接受耶稣的邀请来到他面前的。
And those who are willing to accept the invitation of Jesus and come before Jesus,
都是因为天父的爱吸引了我们。
And it's because the Heavenly Father's love has attracted us.
是蒙了神的恩赐，才会有这个接受邀请的心。
And it is also this great mercy and grace that we are accepted this invitation.
我们请来看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
我们请看四十四节。
John chapter 6 verse 44.
约翰福音第六章的四十四节。
John chapter 6 verse 44.
若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有能到我这里来的。
Verse 44. No one can come to me unless the Father who sends me draw him.
到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活。
And I will raise him. And verse 45. It is written in the last days that he shall raise up.
第四十五节说，在先知书上写着说，他们都要蒙神的教训，凡听见父之教训又学习的，就到我这里来。
And verse 45 is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, anyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me.
这里圣经很清楚的记载说，是天父吸引人，人才能够到耶稣这里来。
And we here describe that it is the God that who give out and attract those and draw humans to him.
我们再看六十五节。
Chapter 6 verse 65.
第六十五节。
Chapter 6 verse 65.
耶稣又说，所以我对你们说过，若不是蒙我父的恩赐，没有人能到我这里来的。
Verse 65, and he said, therefore I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father.
所以即使能够到耶稣面前来的， 都是因为蒙了耶稣基督天父的恩典的。
So all those that can come before Jesus Christ has received the grace of the Father.
那我们现在听到耶稣的邀请，我们来了以后。
And we have heard the invitations and we come before Him.
耶稣基督他要赏赐给我们哪些恩惠呢？
What are the type of graces Jesus is willing to give to us?
那哪些人他会蒙神的恩惠来到他面前呢？
And who are those that we can are willing to accept His grace come before Him?
我们今天来从圣经来看看有四种情况的人会到耶稣这边来。
There are four types of people who are willing to come before Jesus.
我们来请看马太福音第十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
我们请看二十八节。
Verse 28.
马太福音十一章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, all you who are labored and heavy laden, I will give you rest.
这里耶稣说，凡觉得说自己是劳苦担重担的，可以到他这里来。
All humans that deem them their labors and heavy laden can come before Jesus.
我们知道人生劳苦是一个事实啊。
We know that labor's toils is a fact of life.
诗篇里面有一个作者他说，人一生的年岁大概七十岁，如果强壮活到八十。
And the author of Psalms writes that a man's average life is 70. If you are good health, you may live to 80.
但是其中所轻夸的其实都是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
And what you can boast about is that in twinkle of an eye, everything become vanity.
今天我们在座有年纪比较大的一些长辈呢，我们想想我们过去所活的生命。
And if we have some elderly people that sit among us, just look.Take a flash look at the life that you have.
我们今天年岁增长以后，我们觉得我们过去里面充满哪一些生活的点滴，会有让我们回忆的。
And if we take a look at reminiscence of our life, what are those things that can make us remember?
因为我们常常说，我们一辈子在不同的阶段里面，我们所遭遇的事情，其实大部分都觉得，人生觉得很苦。
And in certain part of our life and years that we can think about the experience that we have, it sometimes brings us toils and pain.
以前的世代还有比较多快乐的童年。
In the early days that we probably have a very enjoyable life.
我们人的生活在五十年前、六十年前，即使在美国，他们的生活其实还是蛮舒服的。
And 50 or 60 years ago, the life in America is pretty much very stable and very comfortable.
没有那么多所谓的压力。
There's not much mental pressures.
人有一些收入，可以有一些资源可以运用的时候，其实人就可以过一个相当不错的生活了。
With their income or revenues, that they are able to live a very pretty comfortable life.
那时候的学生、儿童，他们放学之后。没有上学以前，他们其实是过得很 happy 很快乐。
And those young kids 50, 60 years ago, before they go to school or when they after go to school, they live a very happy, joyous life.
那时候很少听到所谓的忧郁症的。
And you never heard of depressions.
即使是成年人当中也很少。
Even among adults and elderly, depression doesn't exist at all.
但是我们看今天。
2010.
我们现在有多少的所谓的青少年，甚至儿童，他们都已经忧郁症了。
And you can see how many are the teenagers, the adolescents, that they are in depressed stage.
有的孩子在他觉得应该是要好好去享受他这个童年时光的时候，他已经去想要自杀了。
And that you can think that some of the adolescents that they think that they are about to enjoy their childhood life, that they think of how they are willing to commit suicide.
我们就想说，这么小年纪就会有这么忧郁，他怎么样过往后这剩下的这一生呢？
And at the adolescent life, they have all so much problems. How can they grow up, become adult, and live a normal life?
所以人生却觉得越来越苦。
And we can conclude that human's life is more sorrowful.
当时候，那日光之下没有新鲜事，以前发生过的事情，今天重复再发生了。
Under sunlight, there's no new news. Everything that happens previously will happen in the future.
我们可能有一段时间可能会很觉得很享受很幸福。
And some, maybe a portion of our life, we think that we are very comfortable and very peaceful.
但是那都是很短暂的。
Those are very short moments.
大部分的时间其实我们都在压力当中生活着。
Most of a major portion of our life, we live under anguish stage.
传道书第一章里面这样说，我们请看传道书第一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
传道书第一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
请看十三节。
Verse 13.
这是一个传道者，他在年老的时候，他观察人生所下的一个感觉了，一个结论了。
This is conclusion of a preacher at his old age when he write this.
他观察一些世人的生活。
He examined the life of human being.
他说：“我专心用智慧寻求，查究天下所做的一切事情，乃至神叫世人所经历的、所经验的是极重劳苦。”
And that this is a conclusion that all man that we've done is all of sorrows.
那所以人生劳苦，这是一个好像每一个人都会经历的。
And the sorrowful life is a part of life that human beings will go through.
今天我们不管在什么样的年纪下
，regardless of what age we are in.
如果我们觉得我们的心灵是劳苦担重担
，and if we feel that mentally we are heavy laden and sorrowful.
今天如果我们愿意接受耶稣的邀请
，today if we are willing to accept the invitation of Jesus.
主耶稣基督他应许我们，他是要让我们得安息。
And Jesus promised that he will give us rest.
那我们知道一个人的安息要从心开始。
And we know that for one to get rest, it begins from our inner self.
我们再看回来马太福音第十一章二十八、二十九节。
Let's return back to Matthew chapter 11, verse 29.
马太福音的十一章二十九节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 29.
为什么耶稣可以让我们得安息
？And how Jesus gave us rest?
第二十九节说：“我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。”
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul.
三十节说：“因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。”
Verse 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
耶稣说他要让我们的心里得安息。
And Jesus says that he will give us rest.
但是他是要求我们能够像他一样的柔和谦卑。
But he wants us to be lowly and gentle.
然后接下来要负他的轭，学他的样式。
And lastly is to give up the yoke and learn from him.
为什么这个安息要从心里开始
？And how come rest will come from our inner self?
我们知道我们在人生当中，很多事情是没有办法改变的。
In our life, many of the things is comes with it that we cannot change.
但是外在的环境没有改变，如果我们的心改变了，我们的感受就不同了。
And we know that our surroundings, things that that was there cannot change, but ourselves, our mentality change, we will feel differently.
因为凡事都从心开始的。
The source of our anguish comes from our heart.
今天有些人他有大房子，他有很好的车子，他有很好的工作。
Today we can see many people who has big mansions that they have owned a good car. Good cars, and then they have good careers.
如果他的心一直比较说某某人比我更好
，and inside this person that he would compare with the next neighbor says that that next neighbor is doing better than I do.
我怎么可以比他还差
？And how can I lose to my neighbor?
我一定要赚更多钱啊
！I will try to make more money compared to my neighbor.
凭我的能力，我怎么可能比他差呢？是不可能的。
Based on my talent and capabilities, I should do much better than my neighbor.
在这种情况下，他怎么有办法安息呢？
With this type of mentality, how can this person have a rest?
他永远觉得不满足的。
This person will not be satisfied at any time.
因为永远有人比他还高，比他还厉害，比他还多。
At any time that there will be persons, next neighbor that can do much better than this first person.
但一个人如果会谦卑，柔和谦卑
，If one can become lowly and humble,
那会就是像耶稣基督一样。
To emulate Jesus.
那么他的心改变以后，他所拥有的他就觉得非常的感谢。
And when the person's heart mentality changes, then the whole thing seems to change together.
主耶稣基督他为我们留下一个非常好的榜样。
Jesus Christ gives us a very good example that we can emulate.
因为耶稣他本来是至高天上的神，坐在荣耀宝座上的。
Jesus Christ himself is God that sits in the glorious throne.
但是他今天 为了要救人，他甘愿降生为人的样子。
Because to save humankind, human means that he comes down to earth to become like man.
而且还是成为像仆人一样很卑微的生在一个贫穷的家庭里。
And secondly, that he was born in a very poor family and was raised up that manner.
他这一切所做都是心甘情愿的。
And all he's doing is his willingness.
没有人去强迫他。
No one forced him to do so.
他甘愿放弃他所拥有的一切。
Jesus is willing to give all of his glory away.
为了人类成为贫穷。
And because of human beings that he become poor for us.
然后要让我们能够得到富足。
That we can become rich.
那主耶稣这个榜样在腓立比书第二章呢描述的非常的详细非常的清楚。
What we just described can be described better in Philippians chapter 2.
我们来看一下腓立比书第二章的第五节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 5.
腓立比书二章五节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 5.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的样式，成为人。奴仆的形象成了人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which also in Christ Jesus. Verse 6. Who, being in the form of God,did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, 7, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of man, verse 8, and being formed in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
耶稣基督他从至高降到至卑微。
And Jesus Christ come from the very peak and then all the way to the bottom.
而且像罪犯一样被人家鄙视，然后被钉死在十字架上。
He is just like a criminal. He was judged and condemned and put on the cross.
这一切都出于他甘愿为人做出来的。
And all his deeds is his willingness to sacrifice for human being.
主耶稣他邀请人说：“你如果是劳苦担重担，你到我这里来。”
Jesus Christ invite those all human beings that who are heavy laden, heavy burdens to come before him.
你来学我的谦卑的心里的柔和谦卑。
To emulate my gentleness and humility,
学我的样式,
to learn from me,
负我的轭,
and to give the yoke upon him.
然后你的心里就得到安息,
and that in you we will have rest.
为什么？他说为什么?
Why so?
因为我的轭是轻省的，我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
My yoke is easy and my burden is light.
那表示说，我们来到耶稣面前，我们把我们的重担跟耶稣交换。
In other words, when we come before Jesus, we exchange the load with God.With Jesus.
我们把重担交给耶稣基督
The burden we put upon Jesus
然后来负耶稣的轭
And we carry the yoke of Jesus
不是我们自己负
It's not us humans who carry the yoke
我们他是耶稣基督跟我们一起负轭
And Jesus and us carry the yoke together
所以我们只是跟神一起走而已
And we are walking parallel with God
所以其实如果我们跟他一起两个人如果一起担担子是一起分担的。
And if both is carrying a load, both persons is holding on to that.
那耶稣基督说，这样子心里就可以得安息了。
And then Jesus says that by that way your heart will have a rest.
因为耶稣基督他是恩典的来源。
Jesus Christ is a source of grace.
当我们跟他一起负轭学他样式的时候。
When we emulate from him to take away and to share the load with him,
当我们的心里会像耶稣一样这样谦卑，愿意成为卑微的时候
，and when in our heart that we are willing to become humble,
很自然的，我们对所拥有的一切，我们都非常的感谢。
Naturally, everything that we receive, it will be a thanksgiving.
因为耶稣基督他在世上，他说圣经说他连一个地方放枕头都没有的。
Jesus himself says that there is no pillow for him to rest on earth.
那我们今天，我们其实我们拥有很多很多的。
Today,
如果跟主耶稣比起来
，Today materialistically we own a lot compared with Jesus。
我们今天哪一个人没有一个放枕头的地方
？Today who do not go to sleep without a place that you can sleep at night？
啊，有人就觉得说，传道生活很辛苦。
And many will say that the minister's life is very toilsome。
其实传道很幸福。
Indeed, the ministers is well very blessed。
住在教会里啊。
We live in the church。
你看。空间这么大
，We have a spacious living place.
到处都可以放枕头的地方。
We can place our pillow. We can sleep anywhere we want.
跟主耶稣比起来，实在是太幸福了。
And compared with Jesus, we are really blessed.
当我们有这样一个心态的时候
，with this mentality，
我们很自然的，我们的担子轻掉了
，and naturally our burden is shifted away。
因为主耶稣基督已经他都帮我们扛走了
，Jesus Christ has loaded that load for us。
所以今天，如果我们觉得我在肉体上觉得很苦
，today physically we feel that we are in anguish，
或者是在心灵上我觉得好苦
，or mentally that we are in pain，
请接受主耶稣的邀请。
Accept the invitation of Jesus
到他这里来
to come before him
来学习他
to learn from him
跟从他
to follow him
那这样子我们就能够得到恩典跟安息
then we can receive grace and rest
因为这是他亲自讲过的话
this is his own saying
绝对不会落空的
and it will come to pass
因为耶稣基督他所讲过的每一个应许对我们都是实在的
and all the promises Jesus says that it will be fulfilled one day.
如果我们对他有信心的话
provided that we have faith upon his saying.
那除了肉体觉得劳苦断症痛以外，如果我们今天心灵上觉得很空虚
，and besides the loads and burdens that we carry, and if we feel emptiness in our life,
耶稣基督再一次向我们宣告
，Jesus once again proclaimed to us,
邀请我们
invite us
到他这里来
to come before him,
那我们可以得到满足。
Then we can be satisfied.
我们请来看约翰福音第七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章。
John chapter 7.
第七章我们请看37节。
John chapter 7 verse 37.
七章37节。
John 7 verse 37.
节期的末日就是最大的日，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
37 On the last days, on that last day, that great day of feast, Jesus stood before, cried out, and saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. 38 He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
所以耶稣说，人若觉得饥饿或是口渴，他说到我这里来喝。
Jesus says that those who are thirsty and hungry can come before me and have drink.
从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。得到满足。
And from the bellies there will flow rivers of living waters.
39节说，耶稣这个话是指信他人要受圣灵说的。
Verse 39 says, this is spoken containing the Spirit who believe in him.
那时候还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣还尚未得着荣耀。
For the Holy Spirit has not yet been given because Jesus was not glorified.
这是耶稣基督的应许。
This is Jesus' promise.
当耶稣得荣耀以后
，After Jesus was glorified,
那么到耶稣这里来的就能够。领受从腹中流出的活水将来满足。
And those after Jesus was crucified, those who come before him, they will receive the spirit that flows out from the rivers.
耶稣基督在第六章，在约翰福音第六章三十五节这样说，我们请看一下六章三十五节。
Let's refer to John chapter 6 verse 35.
六章三十五节。
John chapter 6 verse 35.
耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。”
Verse 35, and Jesus said to himself, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
主耶稣基督是生命的粮。
Jesus is the bread of life.
主耶稣基督，他就是这个圣灵在地上的他本身的显现。
And Jesus Christ is a manifestation of himself on earth.
然后与我们同住。
And he lives among us.
然后让我们的心灵得满足。
That he can satisfy our needs.
所以到耶稣这里来，得圣灵的浇灌以及圣灵的内住。
And to come before him and to be dwell and to be given the Holy Spirit.
然后有主耶稣基督的真理在我们心里面。
And having the truth of the Jesus Christ in us.
圣经这里说，他让我们不觉得心灵不觉得饥渴，也不会觉得空虚。
And spiritually, mentally, that we will not feel hunger and thirsty.
那圣灵这个是一个非常奇妙的神的作为。
The Holy Spirit is the mysterious work of God.
耶稣基督他应许，他说，到他这里来的人，腹中要流出活水的江河。
Jesus promised that those who come before him will from the belly will flow rivers of living waters.
我们知道活水就是有生命的。
We know that the living rivers has life.
是流动的。
It perpetually moves.
源源不绝。
And its source will never come to a cease.
越用越多。
And the more that you draw water out from the rivers, the more water it will flow out.
因为所有权也就是你把它拿走之后，它就产生越来越多，越活。
Once you pull up something out from that source, the source will keep on multiplying.
今天我们领受圣灵的弟兄姐妹都可以体会到的。
And those brothers and sisters that receive the Holy Spirit can have this experience.
当我们 越用圣灵的时候，圣灵在我们身上的工作就越明显。
The more that we use the Holy Spirit, we can see the more manifestation of Holy Spirit upon us.
但是反过来，我们都不要去祷告。
On the other hand, if we pray less,
我们都不要去依靠他。
And we do not rely upon the Holy Spirit.
就慢慢觉得说，圣灵好像有跟没有好像差不了多少，没有什么感动，没有什么感动，没有什么感觉。
We will not feel the experience or the manifestation of the Holy Spirit upon us.
因为这个是活水，不去用它，不把它拿出来，它就留在淋在。停留在那里啊。
Holy Spirit is similar to the water that if you do not use it or do not draw the water out from the river, then you will stop coming from the source.
圣经特别说，圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, the love of God shone upon us.
我们来看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
请看第五节。
Verse 5.
罗马书五章五节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 5.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Verse 5. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has poured out in our heart by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
这里说神先把神他用圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里，让我们知道什么叫做爱。
And first he poured out his love upon us to know what love is.
我们都知道那个小孩子如果是活在那个从小就是被爱呵护长大下的，他长大以后就变得非常有爱心。
And if you train a child from giving love from them since they are young, then this child will brought up in a loving environment.
但是反过来，如果孩子是在一个非常暴力的环境下长大，他长大以后自然就很暴力，很没有爱心的。
And if a child is brought up in a very oppressed environment, then he will come and naturally become very defensive.
因为他曾经被父母的爱感动过，他之后他才会去爱别人。
Because he was this child was touched by the love initially that did not know learn and how to love others.
所以同样道理，今天如果我们先被神的爱感动过的人
，likewise today we have been touched by the love of God.
那我们才有那个爱心去爱别人。
Then we can have the love to love others.
我们能够爱弟兄，才真的叫做出始入生，才真的得到那个耶稣基督的生命。这是圣经讲的话语。
And if we have this love to exhibit to others, this is what we have learned from Christ that He showed the love that we can share with others.
所以，耶稣基督他邀请我们来就近他，到他这里来。
Jesus invited us to draw near to Him.
他要把这个爱浇灌在我们的心里，借着圣灵。
And He wants to give us this love through the Holy Spirit to us.
然后借着这个圣灵，让我们知道神与我同在。
And through this Holy Spirit, it testified that God is with us.
当我们时时觉得说神与我同在，神的爱在我心里的时候，人就满足，人就不会觉得空虚了。
And when the Holy Spirit and love of God dwells in us, we can be satisfied. We will not have this emptiness in us.
我们请看约翰一书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
1 John chapter 3.
请看21节。
Verse 21.
约翰一书的第三章二十一节。
First John chapter 3 verse 21.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备，我们就可以向神坦然无惧了。
Verse 21, beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God.
这里所说的我们的心不责备我们什么意思？
What does it mean that our heart does not condemn us?
就是我们真的能够去爱弟兄。
Truly that we can love our brothers and sisters.
看弟兄有穷乏的，我们就会怜悯他，然后去帮助他。
And those brothers and sisters that's in need, that we can show our compassion and help towards them.
我们不会把我们的爱只是挂在嘴巴上。
We will not use the love as an utterance of a speech only.
我们会采取行动，真的去付出，然后去帮助他。
And we will use our actions, our love, to shower upon others.
如果我们能够爱弟兄，我们的心就不会责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧。
If we have love in us, our heart will not condemn us. Then we have confidence towards God.
因为我们就是在遵守神的命令。
Because we are abiding with the commandments of God.
第二十三节说，神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，并且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
Verse 23, and this is his commandments that we should believe in the name of His Son Jesus Christ and love one another as he has given us commandments.
二十四节说，遵守神命令的就住在神里面。神也住在他里面，我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因为他所赐给我们的圣灵。
Verse 24, he has now he who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in him, and by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us.
这个圣灵让我们知道很清楚，知道说神与我们同在，神在我们里面。
And these verses tell, this Holy Spirit tells us that the Lord is in the Holy Spirit and is living in us.
我们的心里就充满了爱。
And naturally, our heart is filled with His love.
说对一些穷乏人，我们自然会产生那种想要去关心他的心。
And to those that who are poor, we have the natural compassionate heart to shower upon them.
这叫真实的爱心。
And this is the genuine love.
那当我们在这个爱里面，圣灵告诉我们说，我们就是属神的，我们是神的儿女。
And through the Holy Spirit, testify that we have love and we are the children of God.
我们请看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书的八章，我们请看十四节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 14.
八章十四节。
Verse 14.
因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子的。
And for those who are led by God, it is child of God.
十六节说，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
And verse 16, the Spirit Himself bears testimony that we are His children.
圣灵证明我们是属神的。
And the Holy Spirit testified that we belongs to God.
这个非常重要。
This is almost important.
当我们到耶稣这边领受圣灵以后，
when we come before Jesus and receive the Holy Spirit,
我们心灵才能够真的得到满足。
Then, our mentally, we will be satisfied.
因为我们要证明神他是我的父亲。
And this testifies that Jesus Christ is our Father.
那我们有父亲，我们凡事都有依靠。
When we have Father, we have total reliance.
那所以不管生活上遇到什么事情，我们都知道我可以到父亲那边。
No matter what situation we are in, when we come before the Father, we have an answer.
因为这个父亲有充充满满的恩典与真理。
Because this Father has total grace and truth.
那我们到神面前呢？我们跟神祷告。
We come before God in prayer.
那当我们领受圣灵的时候
，When we receive the Holy Spirit,
圣灵帮助我们祷告。
The Holy Spirit pray for us.
所以看罗马书八章的第二十六节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 26.
罗马书的八章二十六节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 26.
他说：“况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本来不晓得当怎么样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出的叹息替我们祷告。”
Verse 28. Likewise, the Spirit also helped in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself made intercessions for us with the groaning which we cannot utter.
二十七节说：“鉴察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意。”替圣徒祈求。
27. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercessions for the saints according to the will of God.
圣灵是神的灵。
So、the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God.
他与我们同住。
The Holy Spirit dwells in us.
他明白神的旨意。
And the Holy Spirit knows the will of God.
他就按照神的旨意替我们祷告。
And the Holy Spirit, in accordance with the will of God, pray for us.
这是要领受圣灵的人才有办法体会的。
And this experience can only be felt by those that have received the Holy Spirit.
因为有时候我们人有我们的人的想法。
Human beings has their own way of thinking.
那神的旨意在天上。
The will of God is in heaven.
那有时候我们不明白啊。
Many times you do not comprehend.
那时候人就会觉得很苦。
At that point, men feel that they have very complications.
我们在芝加哥教会有个姐妹，她1993年的时候来信主。
There's a sisters in Chicago Church, who was converted in 1993.
那是一个王姐妹。
Sister Wang.
她本来是很虔诚的佛教徒的。
She was a very devout Buddhist.
她那时候对基督教非常的排斥。
She was very defensive towards Christianity.
他觉得这个他原来的信仰觉得很不错啊。
She felt that her Buddhism is very good to her.
可是他就是有感觉奇怪，我怎么样拜神，然后来敬拜他，怎么没什么感动，没有什么回应
啊。No matter how I worship and how I offered anything, I do not have that experience with God.
他常常担心说，今天如果发生什么事情。我这个神不知道会帮助我。
The fear in her is that suddenly calamity comes upon her. Will my God help me?
1988年的时候，她从台湾来到美国留学。
1988, that she came to the United States for study from Taiwan.
她那时候就担心了，我今天到美国去，我这个神不知道会不会跟我到美国帮助我。
And her first worry is that will my God follow me when I go to America?
她一开始在1988年的时候，从台湾到 Buffalo, New York 去读书。
Sister Huang, was studying in Buffalo, New York.
在那个地方，因为留学生，他就首先接触到教会。
And because that she was a foreign student, the first step that she took was she visited a church.
她一接触教会，她就深深被教会所讲的这个耶稣基督道理吸引住了。
And she was when she went to the church, the Christian church, she was attracted with the truth.
所以她就在当时她所接触的那个浸信会里面受洗，归入耶稣基督。
Not long after that, she was baptized in the Baptist denomination.
可是她当时对很多道理她不太明白。
She was not very unclear. She does not have a clear understanding what Christianity is about.
她只是觉得说，这个信耶稣很好，非常有爱心，而且耶稣有很多恩典。
She feel that Christianity is good and that she feel many graces.
后来一个学期之后，她就转到那个亚特兰大州吉亚去读书了。
One semester, the next semester, she was transferred to Atlanta, Georgia.
她跟她先生都在那同一个学校读书。
And she and her husband were student at the same campus.
那她很顺利的，在她 master 要毕业前一个学期，她就找到一份工作。
Before she completed her graduate study, she found a job.
啊，那时候她的先生还在学校，还要学校读书哦。
At that time, her husband is still a student.
她工作两年以后，毕业工作完两年之后，她就生了一个双胞胎。
2 years after she graduated and she got married and that she has a twin.
那她工作。生产当然就是请产假喽，六个礼拜啊。
And during her maternity, she had a maternity leave for 6 weeks.
刚好在1992年那个时候啊，美国景气掉下去了。
And at that time, 1992 is when the depressions happens in America.
啊，结果她产假回去，发现被 lay off 了，没工作了。
After her maternity leave, she returns back and that she was laid off.
那个时候，她就很伤心了，很紧张，怎么办？现在家里没有收入了。
At that time, she was very anxious because she lost all their incomes.
我那时候感谢神，她又后来很快的一个月之后，就在芝加哥找到一份工作。
Very quickly, with the grace of God, that a month later, she found a job in Chicago.
那是一家保险公司。
She works in a insurance company.
那在她的同一家公司有一个我们教会的姐妹在那边工作。
And in that company, her colleague is a sister.Of our church.
因为公司很大，不同的部门他本来也都不认识的。
She works in a different company among this sister.
那后来有一次公司这个交流活动，这活动当中，他认识了这个同事，也就是我们教会的姐妹。
During one of the company's gathering, that she met these sisters of ours.
因为同样从台湾来的，这个在一起，这话可以通，可以很多话可以讲，就会。尤其是家庭的活动，很快就认识了我们教会姐妹这个家庭。
And because of easy language communications, that she's able to converse with the sisters and having similar topics, that they become a good friends.
这个姐妹就邀请她来我们教会聚会。
And the sisters of ours invited Miss Sister Huang to our church.
那时候的芝加哥教会还没有现在的这个会堂。
At that time, the Chicago. Church is still a house of prayer.
那时候教会在 Arlington Heights， 在他那时候公司的附近而已，一个 house 里面聚会。
At that time, the prayer house is in a family house.
他来到教会以后，看到我们的教会的圣灵的祷告。
And when she saw the prayer that we offer during the prayer time,
因为这是他以前在基督教里面没有听过、没有看过的。
And this is an experience that she has not seen in her Christian life.
哇，她就非常的好奇，一直想要查考了解是怎么一回事，为什么有这个圣灵，怎么是这样祷告方法的。
And she was very curious and to try to understand what is all this about.
她那时候想到，她是想要一直很渴慕要得圣灵。
She was very anxious and zealous to receive the Holy Spirit.
但是她想想，我这个人以前呢犯过很多错。
And she begins to recall.All the fault that she has.
她自己觉得她罪很重，以前犯的错哦，就好像一个担子担在她身上一样。
And she felt that all her transgression previously become is a great load for her to carry.
那时候她已经，其实她已经在其他教会已经受过一次洗了。
And we have to remember that she was baptized once in the Baptist denomination.
可是当她来这些教会听到更多道理以后，她就更明白了。
And the longer she stayed with True Jesus Church, the more she understand the truth.
她觉得说，我一定要把我的这个罪解决了以后，我祷告得胜应该比较容易。
And she thinks that she has to determine to be to remit all her sins to be baptized, then it's easier for her to receive the Holy Spirit.
她在1992年的年底的时候来到教会查考道理。
End of 1992, she studied the truth with True Jesus Church.
到1993年初，就是新年假期那个时候，刚好教会举开联会。
Beginning of 1993, during the winter breaks, that the Chicago House of Prayer have a spiritual convocation.
她那时候就说我要受洗了。
She determined to be baptized during the winter period.
而且现在马上就要受洗。
And she determined that she wants to be baptized then.
那是一月天哦。
January.
在 Chicago 那个冰天雪地的地方。
In Chicago, the land of snow and ice.
连那个密西根湖都结冰了。
And that is when the Lake of Michigan is frozen.
弟兄姐妹跟她说等等吧，那个等到五六月的时候再来受洗也不迟啊。
The members in Chicago House of Prayer convinced her to be baptized during the summer.
但是她觉得不行，我现在马上就要受洗，因为我想要得圣灵。
And she determined that she wants to be baptized, that she wants to pray, she wants to receive the Holy Spirit.
所以她当初坚决要受洗。
She determined to be baptized.
那个时候她的先生陪她一起来教会参加这个灵恩布道会。
At that moment, her husband accompanied her to the evangelical service.
因为那时候她先生在找工作，还没有工作。
At that moment, her husband is still looking for a job.
那，这个很奇妙的，她先生第三个晚上来布道会的时候，得圣灵了。
On the third night of the evangelist worship, that her husband received the Holy Spirit.
我那时候想说，我的先生得圣灵，他现在应该跟我一起受洗，我们全家一起受洗，四个人。
And that she thought that her whole family members of four shall be baptized.
结果因为她的婆婆很虔诚的佛教徒，坚决反对她的先生，她这个儿子去受洗。
Because her mother-in-law is a very devout Buddhist, that she object of her son to be baptized.
所以呢，后来她先生没有受洗。
Later on, her husband was not baptized.
结果她带着两个这个双胞胎的儿子到湖里面去受洗。
And she brought. She brought her twin sons to the cold winter lake and to be baptized.
她这次受洗经验，她说她终生难忘。
And that is a memory for her lifetime.
因为要破冰，在湖边破冰进去洗的。
And that they have to crack the ice by the lake in order for them to receive the water baptism.
在受洗前，她听了很多很多的见证啊。
Prior to her water baptism, she heard many testimonies.
就想说啊，主耶稣是额外的恩典，我要让水变温的，变热水。
She thought that probably Jesus will give her grace that the water will be warm.
所以她当初也是抱这样的信心哦，我现在水洗洗没关系，主耶稣准备温水让我洗礼就好了。
And she
冰冬天也没关系，可以进去。
And she has this thought in her mind that this is what Jesus will prepare for her a warm water during her water baptism.
哪里知道她一走到水里面好冰啊！
Who knows that when she stepped onto the water, it's icy cold.
她说她差点没昏倒。
She was almost to the point of fainting.
主耶稣并没有给她准备温水啊，是真的是冰水要给她洗啊。
Jesus indeed did not prepare for her the warm water. It is indeed icy cold water.
但是主耶稣给她准备另外一个恩典给她享受。
But Jesus Christ bestowed her a different grace.
因为在她要进去洗礼之前的祷告。
Before she was about to be admitted to be to receive water baptism, the prayer.
主耶稣给她看异象。
Jesus gave her a vision.
他看到我们所挖出的那个洞，那个湖水就像那个泉源涌上来，而且是红色的。
And the small holes that they dug out from that ice areas, that there is a red flowing fluid out of it.
水变成血。
And the water turns to blood.
而且那个血的颜色是从鲜红就慢慢变成暗红色。
And the red that turns out from the pinkish watery red into the blood color.
这是在他祷告的时候下水以前，他看到那个异象。
And this vision happens was seen by her that before she stepped into the water during the prayer.
这个异象让他知道说，这个洗礼是耶稣基督宝血。
And this baptism testified to her that this is the precious blood of Jesus.
所以他去洗礼的时候，虽然水很冷。
During the water baptism, even though the water is icy cold,
她知道我的罪被赦了。
She understands that her sins has been remitted.
她的两个孩子也是跟她一样一起下去洗。
Both her two sons were baptized along with her.
她的双胞胎的老二体质比较差，本来很担心，现在进冰水了，她说不知道会不会感冒啊，会不会生病啊。
The younger son that is very poor health, that is, they are afraid that after the son comes out from water, they will get pneumonia.
感谢主，他没问题，好好的。
Thanks the grace of God that he comes out as a healthy baby.
那
boy，
洗礼完之后，结束祷告。
And after the water baptism and during the concluding prayer，
再一次看到这个异象。
And she once again saw the vision，
宝血呈现在湖水当中。
And she saw that the water become blood。
而且她这个异象给另外一个跟她同事那个林姐妹同时看到。
And this vision was saw by the sisters that brought her to the church。
所以那时候她满心感谢。
And this is how she felt with a heart of full thanksgiving。
主耶稣照着她应许，用她的宝血把我的罪洗净了，我现在全身圣洁，我在神面前是个义人。
And Jesus through his promise that his precious blood has remitted our sins, and from now on again he becomes a clean person。
受洗完之后一个月，她的先生说她要回台湾去了。
A month after her conversion, that her husband says that he has to return back to Taiwan.
因为那个先生找了工作，找了一段时间很辛苦，想要回台湾去找工作，应该可以找到工作。
And her husband has difficulty getting a job, so that he thinks that by returning back to Taiwan, he may get a better chance.
我们知道，这个当妻子的，她如果她的先生在家里面找工作找不到，心里很愁苦的时候，做太太也是很苦。
And as a wife, you know that if your husband is having difficult time getting a job, you will felt the same way.
所以他当时候先生要回台湾这件事情，他其实很不愿意的。
And she was very reluctant of her husband returning to Taiwan.
因为他有太多理由，觉得我现在不能回台湾了。
And she would think of many ways of not returning.
第一个，我现在有很好的工作。
Firstly, she claimed that she has a very good career.
第二，这个小孩子现在准备很快就要上学了。
Secondly, that there are two children is about to go to school.
美国最让很多家长希望留下，就是因为他的教育环境。
And what every parents thinks about for their younger generation kids is that for the good education system America offer.
第三个就是他这个刚刚买一个大房子，他梦想中的房子。
And thirdly, they just bought the mansions that their dream home.
所以他那时候非常不愿意能够放弃这样的环境回台湾。
With that mentality, she was reluctant to return, to give up all this to return back to Taiwan.
可是现在先生已经自己回去，先走了。
Her husband returned home first.
教会就鼓励他说，应该做妻子应该顺服丈夫。
And some of the church encouraged her that to return home also.
为了家庭，最好还是能够全家团聚回台湾去吧。
And for family purpose and sake, that they should unite together and be one at one place.
可是那时候她很不愿意，她心里面，哇，很大挣扎。
And she was very reluctant, and there was a great struggle within her.
那怎么办
？What should she do?
祷告主耶稣。
She prayed before Jesus.
她到耶稣基督面前来求告耶稣基督。
She come before Jesus and pray.
因为她那时候觉得她劳苦担重担。
And because she feel that she is burdened and with load.
那时候在有一次安息日聚会完之后，晚上回家，她在跪在主耶稣面前祷告。
After one of the Sabbath worship, she returned back home, and at night she prayed.
那时候她还没有得圣灵吗？
At that moment, she have not received the Holy Spirit.
她那时候在神面前祷告，求主耶稣带领她的路。
At that moment, her prayer was that she prayed that the Lord would guide her way.
她也求圣灵。
She also prayed for the Holy Spirit.
结果。很奇妙，在他家祷告的时候，他竟然得圣灵。
Miraculously, at that moment, at that prayer, she received the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣不但给他圣灵
，Jesus not only grant her the Holy Spirit，
还让他唱灵歌。
She sang spiritual song，
跳灵舞
，and she have a spiritual dance.
那个灵舞是他在他的那个房间里面转圈子。
And that the dance that she had is that she circle around in the room.
他那时候。这个神的能力在他身上的时候，他很惊讶，他把眼睛张开，我怎么可以这样子
？And when the power of God was upon her, that she was very surprised that how when she opened up her eyes and look, how can she be in that manner?
因为那个圣灵力量把她提起来
，because she was lifted up.
然后就在那个房子里面转圈子
，and she was turning around in that.
但是她并没有撞到任何的家具啊
，but she did not hit any furnitures.
眼睛张开，再祷告，还是一样。
And she opened her eyes and she prayed, and that is how she
心中充满喜乐。
She was filled with joy.
得圣灵，讲灵言。
And she received the Holy Spirit and she speak in the unknown tongues.
她那个时候，她心里的忧伤马上得到主耶稣的安慰。
And that all her worried that she was comforted by God.
那时候，她那时候得圣灵以后，她此后祷告，她就不断的为她的先生跟她的 跟他弟弟还有他自己的父亲祷告。
After that, she prayed for her husband, for families, fathers, and brothers.
为他们的信仰。
They prayed for their belief and faith.
结果他在后来在为他的这个先生跟他家人祷告当中了，哎，祷告当中，神有一个声音在问他，跟他说。
And when she prayed for her husband, and suddenly the voice of Jesus asked her.
圣经在祷告当中，神跟他说：“你现在不回去，有可能吗？”
And that the voice asked, basically a voice asked her, "If you do not go back, is this possible?"
非常简单的一句话而已。
A very simple statement.
但是因为是出于神的口
，from the mouth of God,
所以充满力量跟权柄啊。
It filled with power and authority.
他说神这样一问，马上他的那个顽梗的心呢，马上顺服。
And with that question, her stubbornness just comes so become claim.
他心里的愁苦马上就化解了。
And her all the sorrows in her heart suddenly vanish.
为什么
？Why so?
因为他学习耶稣基督的谦卑的样式。
And she learns, she emulates the humility of Jesus.
顺服神的带领。
And to obey the guidance of the Lord.
那顺服做妻子的顺服丈夫。
And as a wife, how she respect her husband.
那所以她那次祷告当中啊，她马上知道神已经告诉我该怎么做了。
And that during that prayers, the Lord has taught her, has teach her what she should do.
她就知道我要按照神的旨意行。她现在接下来要卖房子了。
And she knows that she has to sell her home because she has to abide with the will of God.
在经济不景气的时候，要卖房子很困难。
During the recessions, to sell a home is very difficult.
这是我们现在这个时代里面很多人都经历过的。
And this is what everyone experienced during this 2010 time.
我们有几个在芝加哥有几个家庭想要卖房子，房子已经放了一年多了，还没办法卖出去。
There are many members in Chicago areas that they have been selling their house for the last 1 year and they are still on the market.
因为经济实在是太差了。
Because the economy is in the recessions.
这个房价不知道跌到什么地方，很多人都在等啊。
And no one knows that when the price of the house will keep going down.
那他那时候1993年的时候，一样要卖房子很难卖。
1993, she has the same difficulty of selling her house.
对他来说也是个很大的重担，因为这个付房屋贷款这个压力很重的。
And it has become a great burden for her because she has to pay the mortgage.
他请那个中介来帮他卖房子。
And she authorized the realtor to sell the house for her.
卖了一个月都没有结果。
And that house has been on for sales for months, and there is no bidding.
他就不要让中介卖，他自己卖。
And then she tried to sell her house by herself.
到处去插牌子 ，open house.
And then she will have signs of open house everywhere.
打算自己用自己的方法来卖房子啊。
And she tried to sell the house with her own way.
但是卖了一段时间，一样卖不掉。没有，很多人来看房子都不喜欢，就都走了。
And there are many visitors that who came and saw and see her house, but no one make an offer to buy the house.
那时候她觉得说，那我应该来祷告，禁食祷告，求主耶稣带领。
So she decides to fast and pray and ask Jesus for ways.
她开始准备要禁食祷告。那另一方面呢，请中介卖卖看，自己不要那么辛苦，因为每天都要准备人要来看房子，很辛苦，很累啊。
And at the same time, she prayed and also she has authorized the realtor to sell it because.If she sell by herself, every day that somebody wants to see the house.
他已经把那个中介找到他家里面来了。
And she has already invited the realtor to her house.
准备要签约了。
She was about to sign the agreement.
就那么刚好，他到外面那个插的牌子，通通收进来，就他们家门前那个牌子没有收。
And she started to collect every signboard that she can find, except the one directly in front of her house.
结果刚好就有一对夫妻从他们家门口经过。
Amazingly, that there's a couple that passed through a house.
然后看到 open house, 就跟他打电话。
And that this couple saw the sign of open house and called her.
然后就说他要看房子。
And saying that this couple has interest in seeing her house.
他本来觉得说看一看大概没什么希望了，因为已经看太多了。
And she says that this is just one of the random people that will come in, that showed up and probably doesn't have interest in life.
那你知道这对夫妻来看就是非常喜欢，两个夫妻都很喜欢，说我们现在要买你房子了。
And when this couple saw this house, that they liked it very much, that they decided to buy it from her.
而且他们已经把那个贷款都准备好了。
And this couple, this buyer has already all those finance prepared.
马上可以签约，买个可以 escrow， 马上可以成交的。
And that they can sign the agreement now, and they can close the deal as soon as possible.
就在他要跟这个 这个 broker 签约之前，这个电话进来了，他就没有跟那个中介签约。
And she was about to sign this agreement with the realtor agent that this call from this couple came in and they did not sign that agreement.
两个礼拜之后，他的房子卖掉了。
2 weeks later, the house was sold.
而且他们的时间点都刚刚好 match.
And the time coincided with what she planned to do.
他七月底搬出来，对方八月初搬进来住。
She left the house at the end of July, and the other buyer moved in the beginning of August.
他就顺利的回台湾去了。
And she returned back to Taiwan then.
神给她丰富的恩典。
God gave her great grace.
然后回到家，回到台湾以后，不但她找到一份很好的工作。
In Taiwan, she got a good job.
因为神要用她去带领她的弟弟全家人来信主。
And with her, God led her to lead her brother to the church.
后来她回到台湾去，把这个福音传给她弟弟。两年之后，她的弟弟全家来信主了。
And 2 years later, her brother's family was converted.
后来。他的工作完成之后，哎，神又把他带回来美国了。
And after her work was completed, God brought her back to United States again.
因为为了他孩子的教育，他又把他带回来美国。
And because of her children's education, they returned back to United States again.
但是他的这个经历就让他很清楚地体验到什么叫做劳苦担重担人到耶稣面前来。
And this experience that she has clearly that she can understand comprehend that what it means that those who are heavy laden can come before Jesus.
学习耶稣基督的样式
to emulate the likeness of Jesus.
心里如何谦卑
and to be humbled.
心里就得到安息
and that you will have rest in the heart.
让他感受到什么叫圣灵的力量
and to let her experience what it means by the power of the Holy Spirit.
因为当他领受圣灵的时候。
After this, after Sister Huang received the Holy Spirit,
她心里的愁苦，那些愁烦通通不见了。
And all her worries and problems vanished.
主耶稣基督亲自让她知道她所要走的路。
And Jesus has tell her the way that she ought to walk.
所以今天主耶稣基督他向我们要出同样的邀，发出同样的邀请。
Jesus Christ sent the same invitation to us today.
我们如果愿意到他面前来
，If we are willing to come before him,
我们发现。跟着他有永生之道
，and to follow him that we will have eternal truth。
我们会领受丰丰富富的恩典
，and we will receive many blessings。
我们心灵能够得到真正的满足跟释放
，and that in our heart, in our mentality, that we will be receiving great grace and that we will be redeemed。
我们最后来看约翰福音第六章
，Let's turn to John chapter 6,
68节
，verse 68。
约翰福音六章68节
，John chapter 6, verse 68。
耶稣基督的一个门徒西门彼得回答说：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢
？”68. But Simon Peter answered, "Lord, he answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of God of eternal life."
主耶稣基督他要把永生带给我们。
Jesus Christ want to give us eternal life.
他要带给我们更多的恩典。
He want to give us more grace.
主要我们能够来跟从他。
As long as we can follow him.
接受他的邀请。
To accept his invitation,
我们一定可以感受到信耶稣是何等的甜美。
And we can experience the sweetness of believing in Jesus.
我们来请唱诗108首。
Let's sing hymn 108.
我们现在来祷告。
We shall kneel down to pray.
我们祷告就是我们跟这位天上真神一种对话，一种沟通。
And it's a conversation with the God in heaven.
那也是我们领受恩典、福气、恩典的一个管道。
And it's also a channel for us to receive blessings and grace.
为什么
？Why so?
因为我们可以借由圣灵，真的体会到神就在我们的心里。
We can through the Holy Spirit experience God in ourselves.
他的爱在我们心里面，让我们得满足。
And His love inside us can satisfy us.
耶稣的圣灵，他要让我们的心里的愁苦都拿掉。
And Jesus is going to take away our worry from us.
让我们真的能够体会到神是多么的爱我。
And for us to experience the love of God towards us.
所以，我们今天在这个布道会当中呢，我们深深的相信主耶稣基督，他跟我们同在。
And in this evangelical worship, that we truly understand that God is with us.
如果我们愿意用一颗谦卑、柔和谦卑的心，像耶稣基督一样的。
And if we come to him with a humble heart, as with humility, as what Jesus is,
相信耶稣基督的应许
to accept the promise of Jesus,
到我这里来
that to come before him,
我们的腹中要流出生命的活水江河
And from our belly will flow the rivers of living water.
我们要领受圣灵的浇灌。
And we will be nourished by the Holy Spirit.
这是最宝贵的。
This is the most precious.
因为这个圣灵他浇灌我们，让我们随时可以感受到主耶稣基督他有多么爱我们。
And this Holy Spirit will nourish us, that to let us know how much love that God has towards us.
他的恩典常常是出乎我们意料之外的。
And His grace is out of our expectation.
那所以我们邀请我们的朋友们能够到前面来，跟我们一起来祷告，求圣灵。
And we sincerely ask that our friends that can come forward to the church and to the chapel to the pray to pray with us.
用一个虔诚、谦卑的心。
With a sincere and a simple heart.
跪在他的面前。
To kneel down before Him.
将我们所有的需要都跟耶稣倾诉。
And we pour out all our needs to before Him.
那我们祷告的方式呢？我们在这个荧幕上呢，就给我们显示了。
And that the method of our prayer or the way of our prayer is listed on the slides.
我们倒都跪下来。
We kneel down.
我们把我们的眼睛合起来，我们的手合着。
And that we close our eyes and cross and lifted our hand.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
然后我们重复的颂赞他，用哈利路亚赞美耶稣啊，这样来跟他颂赞祷来祈求。
We repeatedly honor him by saying Hallelujah, praise the name of God.
那我们把我们的心向耶稣敞开。
And we open up our heart before Jesus.
对世界把它关起来。
And we turn away from the world.
当圣灵临到我们的时候。
When the Holy Spirit come upon us.
我们的舌头自然会讲出一种我们不曾说过的这个话语。
And our tongue will naturally unroll into language that we cannot comprehend.
这个叫做天国的口才。
And this is the language of the heavenly kingdom.
是从神直接下来，用说不出的叹息替我们祷告。
And this is the language come directly from God that in a language we cannot comprehend pray for us.
那如果圣灵到我们的时候，我们就很自然的顺服圣灵，那就让这个舌头自然的跳动和卷动。
And when the Holy Spirit comes before you, let the Holy Spirit guide you in your prayer.
那我们祷告当中呢，我们的圣职人员执事传道帮我们按手为我们祷告祝福。
And in the prayer, our ministers will lay hand upon you and bless you.
那我们现在愿意接受按手祷告的，我们请到前面来一起来祷告。
If you want to lay hand upon, please come forward and let us pray all together.
我们同心祷告。
Let's kneel down to pray together.